Welcome back to the Tip TV Finance Show. I'm here with Tim Harrison, who's Head of Wealth Management from Linear Investments. How are you today, Tim?
Got that Monday feeling, a bit like the markets.
Right, yes. Was that a blip last week? We've had so many of these one-day wonders on the downside, then it's just bought up again. Are we going to rise back?
Rise from the ashes.
Rise from the ashes, yes.
Well, I think you've obviously got the overriding tone is rate rises in the US is kind of driving the market. Obviously, last week was St. Ledger's Day, so the old adage, you sell in May, go away, come back on St. Ledger's Day. Where is everybody? It would appear that they've...
We've gone away again. That was on the 10th.
They're probably still watching the Paralympics or something along those lines. A muted start to the week. The FTSE down sort of 100 points, give or take. There seems to be some reasonably bullish statements out this morning from AB Foods, etc. So who knows? You probably do see buyers start to step in at the right levels.
Do we have any idea what those right levels might be? 6,665?
I don't think... Well, look, I've always suggested when we hit highs to be cautious of adding to exposure. So sell-offs like this are not unwarranted. We are looking for opportunity. We are cautious. We are reticent to just dive in right now. But I do think the overriding theme into year-end in the UK is reasonably positive. Obviously, this week we've got a few economic data points to look out for. We've got wage growth, unemployment data, etc. We've got the new £5 note being released tomorrow, so who knows?
I'm saving up for that. but basically, are we... I mean, the headline I read today was that investors are actually... have got central banker anguish. I mean, they just think that there's nothing left to do on that front now. And keeping the markets afloat, which is what they've been trying to do for the last 8 years, they've run out of ammo.
Well, it would appear that Mario Draghi's famous statement, he'll do whatever it takes. What else has he got left in the locker? He's going to have to start looking down the back of the sofa. Obviously, Mark Carney got a bit of a grilling of recent times over the shock cut to rates. Obviously, there's the vote this week as to where we go from here. The quantitative easing debate in terms of the UK, in terms of the Bank of England, we seem to be measuring it a little bit better, I would suggest, than our American and European counterparts. But again, I am always cautious, and there is so much free money, easy money floating around that significant downturns you've got to be very aware of. But in terms of growth in the UK, it seems to be relatively stable and driving forward marginally, which is always a positive. So I wouldn't be a bear in the woods, but I wouldn't be jumping for joy just yet.
So maybe wait a few days for the dust to settle, maybe get through this week and then see where things are.
Exactly that. I mean, you've got a couple of companies reporting that, you know, are not bellwethers, but interesting points. Other than that, the economic data, obviously, as I say, you've got the Bank of England Thursday. So I'd suggest sit on your hands, wait and see, and live to fight another day.
Right. Which companies should we particularly have a look at?
Well, we're looking at a couple. Firstly, Next. Obviously, it's been a darling of the FTSE for some time. Lord Wolfson's done a fantastic job in really bucking the trend in the retail space. Now, we've seen AB Foods, which is better known as Primark, report this morning, and they're suggesting that Primark is actually doing quite well. So we look to Next on Thursday. Again, their directory business has done very well for a number of years. However, they are heavily reliant on the health of the high street with their retail operations. So any sensible statement and any sign of positivity in terms of the high street, you could see shares drive higher. That being said, the shares have had a significant upturn post-Brexit. So again, it's not one to jump into, but it's one to monitor.
I mean, probably not quite in your space, but it sort of still seems to be the case that the online retailers are the ones to go for because, you know, margins and costs are just really hurting the traditional players.
Yeah, I mean, you've got ASOS, which has been a fantastic performer for a number of years. I remember when that was a veritable penny share. Obviously, it's done very, very well. It's diversified and it continues to grow. Another company that we are looking at in the retail space this week is Morrisons, which kind of fits in quite nicely. Obviously, they've got the Ocado tie-up. And furthermore, in terms of the restructuring and growth of the business, there is chatter that they are going to introduce Amazon outlets into their stores, so you can order online and go in and pick up your DVD or book whilst doing your weekly shop. So again, Morrisons, as a turnaround story, they've had a horrendous couple of years, but David Potts seems to be doing the right thing. and they are expected to report some reasonably strong figures.
I'm more of a boohoo person myself, but we can talk about that next time. Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management for Linear Investments, thank you very much for coming today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.